The Falstaff Brewing Company presents The World of Music. Features for the millions of radio fans who like hits in different styles. Anson Leach and his orchestra to bring the hits of today and yesterday. And Ed King to sing the hits of Songland. And the Ranch Boys with the Marin Sisters to polish off even more harmony of the hit variety. And mixed in between and all around it, a boatload of nonsense in a hit and run style. Will you join our party? At the movies, it's the picture. At the racetrack, it's speed. At the conventions, it's the speeches. But when it comes to masters of ceremonies, it's Ransom Sherman.
Greetings, friends. Perfume greetings and all that sort of thing. And after those choice words of Mr. Barry's, who am I to turn him down? Frankly, I'm a little overawed at this big turnout tonight. Here's Anson Weeks practically at my elbow, Falstaff at my left, and music ahead. Anson breaks out with a tune we all know for a positive hit. It tells the quaint story of the little peasant girl in La Belle, Paris. That's French. And she says to the waiter, that's the Garkin they call him, she says to the waiter, any soup? And the waiter, who knew her when she was a little girl, says, nope, no soup. And the little girl, almost in tears by this time, says, quote, and I walked 12 miles just for some soup, unquote. Oh, says the waiter, then I will serve you. I did not know you were 18 years old. That's why they call this tune, The Lady is a Tramp. Anyway, that's the way it was told to me, I guess. Did it play, Anson?
Comes late. She never bothers when people behave. That's why the lady is a tramp. She won't shoot craps with those barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the sweet, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care, she's broken, it's open. Hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sublime, Anson, and just to show you how I feel about it, I want you to sit down and get a load of this. It's poetry, and you'll love it. Made this up myself. Call this poem, To a Wild Rose. To a Wild R-O-S-E. I dearly love when as a lad to wander near the hill. The sponsor on the radio is he who pays the bills. So listen close, and you will hear a message you can carry about the beer that Falstaff makes. It's sold by Norman Barry.
If you take your fun where you find it, then take Falstaff, the nation's hit beer. For where there's fun, there's Falstaff. It's a gay time, playtime beer, brim full of smooth, mellow goodness. Falstaff's racy tingle and sparkling tang make gatherings gayer, festivity faster, meetings merrier. For the life of the party, call for Falstaff. It's a sign of good taste, a guarantee of good times.
That was Anson Weeks and his brave Highlanders winging their way to another hit in Diggity Gadoo. And just to show his utter verve and versatility, he admonishes his men to stay on their toes and play a 100% accompaniment for our little songstress who appears next. She is dressed in a costume for this number, plaid hat with an overdrape of tripe de mignon, drape model dressed as filet de soie, with a dash of Mosburn in one arm and carrying a corsage of Falstaff in the other. I'm not crazy, you know. I'm bringing in Falstaff whenever I can. She makes a charming picture as the spotlight falls on her and breaks in a million pieces. She rises on one knee and asks in her musical way, "Too marvelous for words?" And I don't know the answer. I only work here. Annette King. Every so often on this show about hits. Mr. Barry is the one who tells you about the hit beer, that's Falstaff, so I can find my remarks to the hits of the musical and literary world. I like to pore over the new books and poems each week and pick out the best ones, and then tell you about them. The best book of the week to me was the mystery story called Murder by Murder. That's a new angle in murder mysteries by Vinchnabel G. Voop, well-known writer. Starts out with several murders, and nobody knows who did them. Then there are more murders, and then finally there are a whole bunch of murders, and in the end, there's so many that the writer loses track of them, and to this day, they don't know the answer. Boy, that really is a mystery story. My idea of the best poem of the week, that was the book of blank verse brought out by a young lady who uses the pen name of Albuquerque H. Festbutcher. Her real name, as you know, of course, is Barcelona Trusselworks Budge. Her book is called Moonbeam. And the poem that I liked so well was that blank verse poem, Crickets, Cucumbers, Fences, and Termites. I'll read it. Hola, my sweet. Fly high, fly low. Fly medium. Then wave high the grass. Fast horses, butterflies. Away on wings of rustling cities of bats. No, yes, no. Hola there, hola. Hi, Zanzibar. Hi, Mexico. Hi, ranch boy.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene por qué la falta. Marihuana que fumar, una cosa de mi risa, Pancho Villa sin camisa, y se van las carencistas, porque vienen los sillistas. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene por qué la falta. Marihuana que fumar, ay, 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 ay. Canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra el cielito lindo los corazones. Ay, ando rancho para mí, ay, ando de vivía. Había una carita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Cántale más conmigo.
Te voy a hacer tus calzones como los usa el ranchero. Te los comienzo de lana, te los acabo de cuero. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene porque la falta. Marihuana que fumar.
Well, like I told you, friends, I only mentioned the best poems and music and like that, but Norm Berry, he's the expert on beer, hip beer. Tell him, Norm.
Cold cuts, cheese, and other favorites disappear like magic when served with sparkling Falstaff beer. Meal times and in between times, Falstaff makes good food taste better, adds zest to the best. The Falstaff tiny bottle stores easily in your icebox. Keep a supply on hand. Serve it to your family and friends. Falstaff is always in good taste, a recognized mark of gracious hospitality.
And weeks again, friends, another hit, Gollywog Cakewalk. And it followed, as you may have guessed, those few well-chosen words describing the product that pays for these features tonight. Speaking of features and Falstaff, here's one hit you can't afford to miss out on. The Marin Sisters singing Good Morning.
If you want to start the day right here is what you do. Learn the cheery greeting that we pass along to you. Good morning, good morning. Another new day is dawning. A happy, cheery, bright good morning will last you all the day long. Oh, oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Get out of bed and stop your yawning. Pull your shades up, raise your awning. Start the day with a song. let the merry sunshine in.
Wake up,
and greet it with a big, broad grin that says, good morning, good morning. Another fair day is dawning, so let your spirits boom and zoom, and gloom will never, never haunt in. For a happy, cheery, bright good morning will last you all the day long. We repeat once more now what was said before, how it's hard to get along by not singing a song. Good morning, good morning,
good morning,
good morning, good, goody, goody, good, good morning. Here's a warning.
Now we had to move around, but eventually we found
that a bright good morning would chase it all away, 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 away. So good morning, good morning. Another fair day is dawning, so let your spirits bloom and bloom, and gloom will never, never horn in. For a happy, cheery, bright good morning will last you all the day long. So what are you gonna do about it? Just learn to start to shout it. A happy, cheery, bright good morning.
Speaking further of hits, friends, I wonder how many of us know of the musical instruments that have been created but never knew popularity. I'm surely we all know of the orchestra instruments of today because for various reasons they became popular. The cornet, easily carried, easily played, I guess, violins, saxophones, and other things. But back in history, beautiful musical instruments were created and held back by some factor or other. It is of such an instrument I want to tell you tonight, a hit of yesteryear, if you will, and I hope you will. In the woods 8 miles out of Appleton, Wisconsin, on the road to Oshkosh, lived a hermit by name L. Scupper J. Bildashheimer. Few people knew anything about him. Strange tales were told of him. Little children were punished with threats that L. Scupper J. Bildashheimer would get them if they didn't watch out. And his lonely road was seldom traveled. Once a year, Bildashheimer would come to market, buy his meager wants and some Falstaff beer, and return to his mysterious cottage on the dark road. Of a summer evening, one could hear strange sounds emanating from Bildashheimer's cottage. Eerie sounds as of strange things. The quiet burghers of Appleton would nod sagely to each other and say, quotes, Bildashheimer is making music again, unquote. And strangely enough, he was. For upon his death in 1567, a committee called at his cottage and were amazed to find a complexity of curious musical instruments. Many of them were carried back to Appleton, where they mysteriously crumbled to dust. The remaining instruments were, was preserved, and we made arrangements for you to hear it tonight. According to the papers left by Bildashheimer, it is called a Mashposquirshbet, and because of its size, required 2 boxcars and a flat car to bring it here to our studios. This quaint instrument is about 10 feet abroad, 78 feet long, 12 feet high, and 18 feet from center to center. 3 walls of our studios had to be knocked out to get it in here. It's a huge bellows-like affair, gold hands at intervals of 10 feet, brass truncheons at fixed spaces, and a giant keyboard, 13 by 12 by 7 by 45 feet. The secret instructions left by this hermit inventor gave us more than our just amount of trouble. It could only be played, it seems, by a man 67 years old, slightly stooped, blonde and partly bald, and he must have been the father of 3 children. Well, naturally, we had difficulty finding just such a man. And strangely enough, we found him at 6th and Hill Streets in Los Angeles, which they tell me is in California. He is here in our studios now and is ready to play this strange instrument for us. Its immediate effect, I would say, is that of an accordion filled with mashed potatoes, and combines the tone of the Australian butch with that of the Russian Bolshevich. Anson Weeks and his orchestra will play a tune, and in the second chorus, they will leave gaps to allow this tonal invention full play. The selection, Bye Bye Blues. The artist, Abraham Volksdorfer, and the instrument, the Mashposquirshbet. I believe we're ready, Anson? Thank you. there, ladies and gentlemen, is the hit instrument that we found this week. We trust it came as a distinct surprise to you. And rest assured, we will search for others equally interesting. And now, three boys, three girls. Namely, the ranch boys right out of the old Southwest, sir, and the Marine sisters right out of the old East. And they meet here just long enough to get together on another hit. Because my baby says it's so. And, of course, I could tell you they were all dressed in costume for this. But they're not. That's the nice part about radio. Their campfire is burning low. Another log is thrown in the fire, and it doesn't even fit the song. So forget it. Do you want to sing, friends?
Lots of little questions used to bother me. I know all the answers now. I know every little wherefore, every little why and how. I have no diploma, I have no degree from the university. But I didn't really miss much, as long as I know this much. White is black, and black is white, for no good reason that I know. Only that my baby says it's so. Night is day, and day is night, the moon at noon is all aglow.
What I saw was an optical illusion.
I was wrong and she was right, and as I said a while ago, that's because my baby says it's so.
Maria,
weary day,
my baby's seldom ever wrong. There's no reason for this song, it's just because my baby says it's so.
Well, 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 wasn't that swell? And, friends, did you ever know...
That for the Thompson beer, just say, make mine Falstaff. Three little words that are open sesame to happier times and good cheer. You'll fall for its fascinating flavor. You'll pick up to its zestful goodness and merry tang. Remember, all beers are not created equal. Only Falstaff is made the Falstaff way. So if you want that mellow smoothness that comes from slow aging, the peppy piquant tang of choice malt and hops skillfully blended... In a word, if you want the choicest product of the brewer's art, insist on Falstaff, the nation's hit beer. Keep a supply in your icebox. Order a case from your dealer or take home a handy six-bottle bag. Enjoy the space-saving convenience of the Falstaff Steiny bottle. And now be sure to be with us again next Monday night at this same time, same station.
Tonight, friends, and why not make this a habit each week? We'll enjoy having you as our guest. We'll try to dig up all sorts of hits for you. We'll do our very best to please. So if it's okay with you, it's okay with us. We'll be seeing you, and in the meantime, remember, it's bad luck to go two stoplights. Goodbye now.
Heard on tonight's program was Too Marvelous for Words from Ready, Willing, and Able, and The Lady is a Tramp from Babes in Arms. This is Norman Berry speaking for the Falstaff Brewing Company and saying goodnight to you all. This is the National Broadcasting Company.